Welcome to Atlanta. What's up? 1515 Air probably presents the Rundown Loving Hip Hop Atlanta, the official unofficial podcast of VH1's Loving Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Miss Shell Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Enjoy Memorial Day. Now, I'm not going to complain about the heat because, you know, it comes with the territory when the weather starts warming up. Good. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy my day off. Went to the dentist. Got to listen to podcasts while they worked in your mouth. It was all right.
Okay.
You ready to get into this action-packed, jam-packed episode of Loving Hip Hop?
Was it jam-packed?
It was tight. I thought it was a tight episode. Tight. Yeah. Yo, I really appreciated the fact that I didn't watch this on Monday. You don't understand how you do. You guys don't understand. I've watched this show every Monday. So when I have a Monday, when I don't have to watch it, I'm good. But then I watched it this morning before I went to the gym. So we start things off with a gender reveal party for Shine and Jessica Dime. Everybody is there, man. I don't even remember if I seen Shine and Shooter have scenes together, but maybe they did. Jock, Mimi, Ty, Melissa, Tokyo is there. Sierra shows up. How Sierra and Shooter going to have a scene but don't talk at all in this scene? I mean, we get no interaction. Okay. Carly was not there because she and Tokyo are still on the outs, and she already knew the baby. She didn't know the sex of the baby, but she already knew the baby. Everybody, I mean, I think no one knew besides Sean. Sean even had Jessica's mom there and her dad there, and they shot the little ball, and it's a girl. So everybody's happy. Mama D was even there. The fuck is Mama D there? She was giving advice again. yo, Mama D's fake butt looks better than Jessica's fake butt. Jessica, I don't know why. I don't like it. I never like too big. I just like it when you get.
I like a normal size plump.
Yeah,
booty,
when you get the work, it's because you got that ant booty. It sits wrong, especially when you know.
And it looks terrible outside of clothes.
Yeah, like Black China. It does. It does.
Oh man, Black China body looks ill. And not in a good way.
Yeah. Sierra felt stupid. Sierra did bring up Carly. She said she felt set up, embarrassed, and confused. And she's fed up with BK smoothness. We'll get more on this later. Anything else that stuck out? I don't know why Jock wanted to make a bet with Sean. Oh, if you can hit this shot with one hand. No, stop it, dude. He was in the NBA, I'm pretty sure. All right, here's my question. You know how we always talk about these quote unquote kids of this generation having celebrations or whatever for anything. I remember I don't know if they do this in the city, but I know some places out here will have a preschool graduation, and then there's some places that do a kindergarten graduation. Why do we have gender reveal parties? If we make fun of kids for having parties for everything, why are we partying this?
I don't know, because it's too much. You have a gender reveal party. Who's sponsoring this? So I'm spending hella money for this to have a party about what my baby gonna be. Then I gotta have a party for getting the baby stuff.
Yes.
And then I don't know. It's just a lot. Then the one first year birthday party that they not gonna remember.
Yeah.
And things that people do.
Cause remember what? And I know he was coming off the infidelity, the cheating, but what Kevin Hart had to do for that baby shower with tigers and bears and coming. I said, what are we?
I think they was already planning that. I don't think that party was that big due to.
But just why do we do so much extra? Maybe it's just extra to me, but give me some money for a couple of years. Y'all would think I'm broke the way I maneuver around here. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I don't need all that extraness. So where we going? Double date. Carly, she don't even want a bowl. She's trying to strip. So Carly and Sean, another Sean, that's right. Man. And Sean, they link up with Tobias and Spice. Now, obviously, Carly didn't know that Spice was bringing Tobias, but Tobias, you had to know who you was meeting. So why did you give Spice the heads up that, yo, me and Carly got a pass, we didn't do anything, blah, blah. And why was Tobias so hesitant to say that him and Tokyo broke up? Y'all actually did break up. He talking about we separated. Bro, y'all not married. Whoever uses the term separated for boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Definitely broke up and she dumped you.
Yeah.
That's why he said he stay separated. He can't be out here getting embarrassed on TV, well, he even though just it's said, recorded.
Because she was like, did you, y'all break up? He, did you break up with her? He should have said, actually, she broke up with me. That's the God honest truth. Let's keep it moving.
Right. Anyway, he got a thing for that colorful hair.
Yeah, he do. Carly, on a date, get to talk about other folks' relationship. And Sean was not a fan of the friend's intervention. He wants her to stay out of people's business. And this is what I don't get. I don't understand men who vouch for their man friends when they know their man friends ain't shit. Mm-hmm. Sean said, yo, I'm a vouch for BK. I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. Yo, if I know my friends cheat, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm like, yo, I don't do that. That's why we don't hang out after night and nighttime, you know, after the day. I'm not going to be like, yo, he a good dude. We got to hear his side. Nah, I'm like, yo, it's fucked up. I don't know. We talk music when we get together. That's it. So he had to rethink being with the turned up queen, Carly, and he bounced on the day. Forgot his shoes though. Bruh.
And then Carly want to act crazy.
Real crazy. And then Tobias Spice, you would do something like that. Maybe. Whatever.
Let that man have his shoes and stop making yourself look like the fool.
Yeah, yo, I'm gonna burn the shoes. Okay, all right.
What is you, left eye? Girl, sit down.
What shoes were they? It's a Balenciaga.
No, she just be doing too much. That's the why he dumped you, because you do too
she
much.
She said, you ain't my daddy. I said, aren't you tired of every man telling you do too much? You lose
every nigga, every season. Every season, and don't you ain't learned shit.
It is not, yo, Carly. Honestly, if this is the case, you might probably should date some younger dudes, because you date age appropriate men and they are not here for the young girl antics. So maybe you should date a young guy who's just like, yo.
Right. Date you a 22-year-old and shut up.
Yep. So now Rashida gets all the girls together because she is having the grand opening in, oppressed in Houston, and she wants them to come down there and go to a dude ranch. Who do we have? We had Erica, Mimi, Estelita, Spice, Carly, and Tipsy Tommy. All right, look. This, I don't even know what to say about Tommy. Because her hair... Tommy was being extra from jump, right? She get in there. Carly brings up the breakup with Sean and Tommy. Tommy said, that's my Sean and blah, blah. And she is not, even when Spice tries to say, Tommy, look, you drunk, you need to stop this, blah, blah. She too drunk to listen. And then she goes off script with talking about fuck scrap and the glam squad. And you supposed that bitch supposed to look like a Michael Jordan poster. Oh, okay. She started threatening producers.
And she lost her scruple.
Yeah. Erica tried to help because she said, I got to go to jail tonight. Erica said, I want to go to jail with you. Why are you going to jail? Where are you going? Rashida tried to save it and Spice still wasn't here for it. So the screen goes black. Tommy was escorted out. She got angry, tried to come back in and confront Spice. Security stopped it. She attacked the security and producer. And then we get more on that later on. I don't know why they just didn't kill two birds with one stone and just give us a screen saying Tommy would no longer be on the show. We had to. Yeah, did y'all run out of stuff and say, well, let's show up. Let's address
this moment. Yeah.
All right. All right. So then we get tea time with Sean, BK, and Jock. And this was not on a putt-putt course. They were actually drinking tea. BK vents about Carly exposing him. Jock not falling for the Amber Pretty story. Jock remembered, and thank you for everybody who let us know who Amber Pretty was. I promise y'all, as soon as we got done with the podcast, I looked it up and said, oh, I knew who this chick was.
Where we know her from now?
She was dating, she dated Jock. And before Jock, she was with T-Nix. And T-Nix was dating Tierra. And then they swapped, and I forgot who had a opening, and she tried to fight Tierra, which Tierra's back in, Amber Pretty's back in the same season, which is strange, but yeah.
I don't remember none of this shit. Whatever.
and another thing I should give Jack credit for, he was not, because BK said, man, it's all Carly's fault. And Jock basically said, it's not Carly's fault that you smashing 17 chicks. That's on you. He said in his talking head, but
yeah,
I'm glad he was wise enough to know this. And then Sean, so petty, he said, yo, me and Carly are not dating, but he will have sex with her. Because Jock was so like, so she back on the market? Carly's sex must be amazing because these dudes love the sex.
She gotta be the best. She's gonna come out with a book. She's throwing it back. Something, because niggas, especially Jock, he always found a way back.
I'm just trying to figure out, as a man, if it's that good, you got to figure it. You got to find a way to tame it. You just got to be like, look, I can't let this go. I just can't. I just got to figure out a way. If I, you know, I got to love her better than she ever been loved. So she going to act right. You would think some of these dudes would have did that. Just tried something.
Just a little bit.
And then Carly looked amazing crossing the street to apologize to Sierra in Tokyo. I was like, oh, look at her. She showed up for girl talk at the Glam Squad. And Sierra basically said, listen, it would have been nice if you pulled me aside. Carly's still on Carly shit. She told Tokyo about Tobias and Paprika. and then she lied, said, I called you. And Tokyo said, you did not call. I hate the I called you when we can look up stuff. I said, because listen, trust me, everybody who's out there, I know you guys have been in a situation where you said, I called somebody and they said, no, you didn't. Or I text somebody and said, but then you pulled up your phone and showed, hey, I did call you. You must not have got it. Or you pull up your phone and you show the text didn't get sent. So you say, I have proof. These people had no proof. I mean, Carly, you can just bring up your phone and say, I did call you. That's why Tokyo got her ass up and left. Carly was on some team. We need to find a better man. Sierra says she cut off BK and not answering the phone. But Carly invites Sierra to the dude branch and lets her know that BK and Sean going to be there. And then I forgot to mention this, but I think Sean had blamed BK for the reason him and Carly broke up. And then Carly blamed BK and Sierra for the reason they broke up. Stop this. Y'all the reason y'all broke up.
It's the blame game.
Yeah. All right.
Nobody wants to own up for their part in their, you know, wrongdoing.
Yeah. Don't y'all get tired of shooting a season and then y'all break up? Carly has shot so many seasons with dudes and then just break up in the season.
I'd be like, this like season 7. What season is this?
Yes, it's season 7. Season 7.
Oh, I was right. I guess, too.
Yeah.
And she done had 7 boyfriends.
It felt like it.
Did she? I don't know for real.
No,
I'm like,
we did. Life Jennings, Sean, Jock, Benzino, flirted with Roscoe Dash, flirted with Jeremiah, but I don't think those were official guys.
She got 4 out of 7.
Yeah, yeah.
What was she doing them other years? She ain't had no man. Being messy.
Yeah, messing with Jocelyn and stuff like that. All right, just Brittany. I forgot she was on the show, y'all. I'm not going to lie to y'all. She's shopping. Tierra stops by. Just Brittany is the entertainment booked for the grand opening
because y'all don't know anybody else that y'all could get in all of Atlanta or Houston.
Let's take this aside. Is the only reason this is happening, and I'm not talking about Rashida opening her store, but everybody going down there is because Mona said, fuck it. If I can't do a Love & Hip Hop Houston, I can do a Love & Hip Hop Atlanta in Houston. And I know these people going to act
so
right.
That's true.
I said, why are you bringing up?
They going to act right?
I don't know. That's why they on a dude ranch. But you brought the whole cast. Anyway.
I just don't get that shit, too. Like, why the entire cast got to go? Why couldn't it have been a girls trip?
I forgot. Was it Rashida? And I meant to bring this up. I'm not that far into it, but Rashida really gave me some Real Housewives Married to Medicine vibe when she said, we can go to Atlanta, Houston, we can air everything. Stop this.
Wow, we can air everything here. I just need better reasons as to why I'm traveling out of the city, state, country.
Yes.
Because what I don't want to do is go on vacation with a bunch of hoes and argue. I could argue with you hoes here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, vacation is for a break. I don't need to deal with this.
I don't understand this logic.
Yep. Tierra is a fan of the Frostesses, and she's also a fan of Jasmine. So when just Brittany invites Tierra, how you invite? You the talent. You don't get a plus
Why
one.
Why do you? This is the part that bothers me. Tierra, you just tried this bullshit.
Yeah, yes, and she brings
going
this up.
To Jock, you know, opening for his salon. They all told you then. You said in that moment, I'm sorry, I wasn't trying. So then you go turn around and plan a trip to Houston for pressed opening to do the exact same shit you just did that everybody told you you was fouled for. Why you want to ruin my opening?
Yeah.
You know, Rashida got all right to slap the shit out of Tierra. Stop causing bullshit.
Yeah, and Tierra mentions all that and says, well, Rashida has to be oppressed. It's not up to you. And then, you know what? I started thinking, and maybe this was a bad idea, but I said, am I supposed to believe that Rashida and Jasmine really have not talked in 2 years? Am I really supposed to believe that this will be on screen, will be the first time they, or am I just watching a show and saying, this is a television show. This is why it's supposed to be so dramatic. Because in real life, you can just walk away. You can just like, fuck it, I don't care. But it looks as if Rashida and Jasmine finally do have. And if I'm Rashida, I'm like, look, I'm going to call this bitch and just let her talk. Let her get it off her system so we don't have this awkward moment on camera. But what do I know? Just Brittany did warn Tierra, don't do all this. Don't bring Jasmine to Houston and blah, blah, blah. All right, where we at? Oh, everyone packing for Houston. So Kirk got praise. Shooter and Sierra's son looked over his dumbass mama when he was giving her boots or whatever. Tokyo is coming. They're going to be living in close quarters. Oh, we did see Tommy get ready, but obviously something happened. Jasmine was going and Mimi was concerned. So then we get to Houston. We're on the bus. Spice is not happy about Tokyo. Sierra stay infernal about her BK's thing. Mimi brings up, I saw, what's old girl name? Tommy pour her Chardonnay into her Hennessy.
Oh,
or whatever.
Yeah, she couldn't wait to tell that story.
Yeah, she wanted that.
She
was
said
her
it
thing.
Like four times.
I know. I'm like, all right. A lot of people saw the story, it. Mimi. Okay. Calm down. I have never seen anyone. I was like, oh, this is what we're doing. Yo, you know
people
what I don't?
Be so judgmental, right? Like, come on, niggas. Y'all be turning up. Like, cut it out.
Mimi, how sober were you?
You've seen plenty of partying in your life.
Mimi, how sober were you when you had that threesome with Stevie J and Jocelyn? Get
how
out of here.
How sober were you with that petty-ass sex tape you had with Nico?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Because you had to have through a couple of bags.
Yeah.
Yo, ooh, I wonder if she regret that. Not the sex tape, not so much the sex tape, but doing it with him.
Maybe. I mean, she was done with men after that. I don't know how you
that's
feel.
True. That's true.
Here's my gripe. I don't know if you feel this way, but I don't like the fact that, what does it mean when you're in that opening credits? Because I see less Mimi, I see less DVJ, less Jessica. Now less Tommy. What's the purpose of being in that front? Do you get an extra bonus?
Because they the showrunners. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're not.
Next year, they're going to have to shake the whole thing up. Because clearly, right about now, this whole show is based on Sierra and her boyfriend, husband problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, so Stephanie Gale, her producer, she comes out to address a lot of people. It wasn't everybody, but a nice size of the cast. She says, Tommy is spiraling.
I like how the cast came out of nowhere, though. Like,
yeah,
they, she stopped
we saw
the bus with just the girls.
Yes.
You get inside the meeting, Jock over there. And I'm like, wait, what? What did that
come from? Yo, all right. So Tommy's spiraling, breaking rules. They won't film with her. You know, even though we're family, this is a business and business over family. She's not allowed on the set. You guys won't see her. She, you know, attacked the security. And they will try to help her. Jock was the only one who was concerned because he had questions. But Jock had made a statement. We said, we've seen a lot of people wild out on this show, but never this bad. Who did you see? I want to know who you seen wild out. Maybe Benzino. Maybe, was Jock and Benzino ever have overlap? Or maybe they didn't. I don't think they did, because Benzino might have been the first two seasons.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I've seen them together.
Yeah, afterwards, Mimi brings up again the Chardonnay and Hennessy. Estelita brings up jail, the makeup artist fighting security, and it hurt her heart. This is when Jock said he's seen other people get crazy. Then they just hope that she gets the help that she needs. And that's how this episode ends.
I felt like he was referring to Jocelyn.
Maybe. And Jocelyn never got kicked off the
show.
Thank
you. I mean, so she went crazy season 3 and just been there ever since.
Mm-hmm. Next time, Carly tries to apologize to Tokyo. Spice, she with the smoke. She cracks jokes on Tokyo. Now, listen, I'll save it for next week.
Tokyo Shade, boy.
Yeah.
She like, this, not Tokyo.
Spice.
Spice Shade. She said, this is Tokyo? Okay. All right. I'm like, oh, she's still a pretty big girl. Mm. She be fly.
Yeah. Press grand opening. Just Brittany sees Jasmine, and then Jasmine sees Rashida, and that's where we end.
Dun, dun, dun.
News and rumors. All right, this just in, Pusha T diss Drake again. I'm just messing with you. I mean, he did, but we don't talk about
he
that.
He did. I didn't listen to the first one is Infrared, right? Is
yes. That Infrared, Doopy, and then Story of Addion is the next one in the long lineage. And I mean, you can go back even further than that. You can go back to what? Mr. Me Too, Exodus, Two Stones, One Bird, Two Stones, sorry. All right, so let's start off with this. Congratulations to Ray J and Princess Love, their baby girl, Melody Love.
Come on for this normal name. Thank you.
Remember when Melody and Lyric were like exotic? Like, oh, you name your daughter Lyric or London or Brooklyn? You was like, oh my God.
I still think Lyric is still a little different. But Melody, oh, thank you. Thank you, Princess. Thank you so much. I felt like she named that baby because Ray J probably would have gave us something ridiculous. Yeah. I just think people should have normal names because just because you are a celebrity, who says your child wants to be a celebrity, right? Because I feel like there's just certain names like Sierra, child being Future. This nigga name is Future. Like in real life, his name is Future. It's not a nickname.
You know what I don't.
It ain't like FJ. A Future Junior, because that ain't Future's real fuck. You named your child Future. What if he want to be a doctor? You think I want to trust Dr. Future?
No, this is what bothers me about the name thing. Why do we act like nicknames don't exist? I say you could, whatever on the birth certificate, put that there.
Thank you.
And that gets them through the college or the real years.
The but the nickname must have been so like, mesmerizing by Future that Sierra was like, I'm gonna name my baby after my man, and that ain't even his name.
Listen to me. You gotta understand, if we're applying that logic to the past, that means my cousin nickname Pookie would be his real name. There would be a bunch of June bugs around here as their real name. Like, your name is June Bug? Yeah. My mom and dad wanted me to be Junebug Johnson.
Peaches. Right.
Yeah,
shit.
Peaches. Like, Snuggles. I had a cousin nicknamed Snuggles. Like, no, what did we stop? All right.
I mean, or you can be Jamaican. Like, you can just have two names. Like,
Africans have Africans have a lot of names, too.
Like, you take this pet name and roll with it. Y'all out here naming these babies these names, and they work as celebrity kids who was probably gonna be a celebrity. But like, if Shorty just want to be a teacher
yeah,
in life, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, that bothers me. Like, I ain't saying it's got to be extra traditional. I'm not saying you got to name your baby Brian or, you know, but
Brian with a Y, flip it up instead of an I. That's exotic.
But like, come on, B. Like, get a baby a chance. God forbid you fall on hard times and you broke.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Melody was born May 23rd after 24 hours of labor. Princess, woo. She was 7 pounds.
That's so
hard. Yeah, and 19 1/4 inches. Ray J did write a heartfelt letter. He says, I just want to say to you, Princess Love, I love you. I'm so proud. This has been life-changing for me to watch you through all of this, for us to have this beautiful angel. I have so much respect for you in so many ways. Many new ways. You have humbled me to the highest level. If I ever doubted you or didn't show it, I am so sorry. You are my heart and soul. I will always be there for you for life and even in heaven. Ooh. In heaven, you
round
gotta
of
work.
Applause.
Thank you.
You gotta have claps on standby.
Yeah, and to all the women who have been down this journey, I love and respect you, and I promise to show you that. And to my beautiful wife, this is just the beginning. Best time of our life. Love you, my true soulmate, and I love you so much. You are my true soulmate. Hashtag
you know,
new
shout
parents.
Out. Sorry, shout out to what you call them people, Joe Budden and Sin, because I forget they named their baby something normal too.
Lexington. Great.
And you know what, Lex. Work
yes
as a nickname.
Yep, you can
well,
do
Papa, because I thought they was naming that baby Bubba, but then I actually heard them say Papa. I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
Joe Budden
loved
to be saying Poppy. Come on, Poppy. All right, so last week I talked about the K Michelle subtweets about, yo, this girl gonna try to have a miscarriage and then say that she pregnant, they have a miscarriage, all for a storyline. And a lot of people thought it was directed for Lyrica Anderson. It's coming out that it might be directed to Safaree's ex, this girl named Star Divine that he was dating while he was in Hollywood. She was supposed to be on Love and Hip Hop.
Exes still he got
a lot. She was supposed to be on Love and Hip Hop New York. He nixed that, according to rumors. But he still was messing with her, and she's claiming that he got her pregnant. So that wasn't for Lyrica, according to this. It was for Star Divine. Speaking of pregnant, there's rumors that Rashida's pregnant. I hope that's not true. They saw her in one bubble dress and they was like, she covering up. And I was like,
Let me tell you how I'm going to do something at my laptop. What we not going to do, Rashida, is do Tara and Amina.
No,
we're not going tit for tat with babies, okay?
We not. And how many more K names y'all got in the chamber? Let's be honest. And then a light one, 50 Cent and Floyd Mayweather are going back and forth because of Tierra Marie. Remember, she's suing 50 Cent for posting that picture. But Floyd Mayweather had her host a party on Memorial Day, and 50 Cent didn't understand why. And they had a little back and forth. So Tierra is the cause of all that. And I think that's it. That's all the news I have for this week. That's the episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. You can tweet me at One and Only. You can tweet Shell.
At Sexy Shell, you can follow me on Instagram, and you can follow me on the Snappy Chat at iMiz with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website 1515 Ave. Join the Facebook group and find pictures of students dirtying up schools and ask what I clean it.
They ain't nobody leaving until y'all pick all this shit up.
Yeah. Let's see, anything else? Yeah, rate, review, subscribe. All right, until next time, guys. I say peace. She says.
Bye.
Let's welcome them by the hairstyle. I keep a Glock and got a big Glock underneath my hood. I'm from Atlanta, old school, like some great founder. Right up the street from Florida, Tennessee, and Alabama. I keep a rope and keep a pistol, bloody niggas shady. I hit Louisiana just to say what sound, baby. See, I'm a time of diamonds all up in my watch piece. The wet painted chrome feet and make them watch me. I smoke and drink, I wanna stop, but I can't. So I guess I'm smoking and drinking all the way to the bank. I'm switching lines, rolling up purple stripes. Sipping no purple stuff, cause I'm addicted to drink.